USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are coming to his country. It will be the first time that senior officials from the Biden administration have visited Ukraine since Russia invaded it a couple of months ago. The Pentagon declined to confirm the visit, and the White House had no comment on Zelensky's remarks. A parade of foreign dignitaries had made their way to Kyiv to show their support for the Ukrainian people. Word of the visit comes as at least 8 people have been killed and 18 people were wounded in 2 missile strikes on Odessa. In addition, the Kremlin has resumed attacks on a steel plant in Mariupol, an attempt to root out the last bit of resistance. The southern port city is seen as key to Russia's strategy. The Kremlin has claimed it has control of Mariupol, with the exception of the plant. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com. 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean he would be the first French president in 2 decades to win a second term. Opinion polls on him winning range in margin from 6 to 15%. A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis, Tennessee, will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropped charges against Pamela Moses. She was convicted last November and sentenced to 6 years in prison this past January. Moses sought a new trial in February, which was granted due to the corrections department failing to turn over a necessary document. Moses, who had previous felonies, sought to restore her voting rights, thinking that she was eligible. Wall Street adding another bad week on the year. The Dow dropped nearly 2% overall. The Nasdaq lost 2.5% on the week. It's also the third straight losing week for the S&P 500. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Labor organizers at an Amazon sorting facility in Staten Island, New York, hope to do a repeat. The unionization vote is on Monday, and it comes less than a month after a warehouse in the borough voted for the union label. The warehouse, known as JFK8, the sorting facility is LDJ5. The online retail giant has poured hundreds of thousands of dollars in defeating organizing efforts. It has filed objections to the voting results at JFK8. Accusing the National Labor Relations Board of improperly involving itself in the vote and the union of engaging in illegal activity. The government has dropped its appeal of a Hawaiian order requiring it to remove fuel from the massive Red Hill bulk fuel storage facility. There was petroleum there that leaked into the Navy's water system at Pearl Harbor. The move comes more than a month after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the military would permanently shut down the tanks and drain all of their fuel. Hawaii's health department, which issued the order, said the decision was a step forward. A Florida woman has been arrested months after she threatened to blow up Cocoa High School unless cafeteria workers gave her some more food. The threat was left on the school's voicemail last February. She did not leave her name, but the school's caller ID recorded the phone number. Investigators say that the son got into an argument with the cafeteria worker because he wanted more food. Mom is charged with making a false bomb threat and disruption of a school. Listen to us anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.